personal introduction. So hello everyone, like I'm pretty glad that like I can present this work at like at the very first PhD group meeting this year. And like I'm a PhD student here and work with Professor David Long. And today I'm gonna talk about my recent work of like every quantum health, operational advantage of quantum resources beyond quantum. And like this is a joint work with my collaborator Ryuji Takagi, from University of Tokyo, Jiro Dazeso from Nottingham, and Harry Masaki from University of Tokyo. In this work, like we analyze the general structure of quantum resource theory. And here, like we ask a question, like are all quantum resources somehow useful in the setup of quantum information processing tasks? And previously, like this kind of question was tackled with the mathematical assumption of convexity, but here, our question is like observing that like there are many quantum mechanical properties that cannot be covered by this convex framework. Can we like really insist the usefulness of quantum resources even beyond convexity? And let's begin. And firstly, I'd like to briefly introduce like what is quantum resource in this context. So in this context, like quantum resources refer to quantum mechanical properties. For example, entanglement magic states or non-Gaussianity. So, because in the setup of like quantum information processing, quantum mechanical properties are understood as some kind of resources to overcome restrictions on quantum operations. So, like let's think about like the basic entanglement case. In the setup, like entanglement can be used as a resource to overcome like other restrictions of like two distant properties, like Alice and Bob, like if they can, like their own like quantum computer, local quantum computer, but like they don't have like their joint quantum computer due to the distance, what they allowed is like their local operation and some kind of communication. Now like entanglement can be used to overcome such kind of restriction to like enhance their ability in the setup, for example, like quantum teleportation, surveillance coding, or like many other source coding and channel coding setups. Like same for the magic states, like with the Clifford operation, like the magic states will be enabled the like universal quantum computation, and the same for non-Gaussianity with the Gaussian operations in the setup of the optics. The like question here is like, okay, now that like quantum mechanical properties can be understood as a resources and like such kind of information process setup, what quantum properties show actually advantage in quantum information processing? So all of these quantum mechanical properties somehow useful in the setup? This is a question we'd like to ask. And then let's see an example, a basic example of entanglement. I said that like entanglement can be useful in like many like channel theory setup or like information processing setup. Besides that, it was proven that like all bipartite entanglement states are useful in a teleportation task. Or like it was also proven that like all entangled states are somehow useful for some channel discrimination task. And also it was proven that like all entangled states like show some kind of non-classicality in a setup of teleportation. The good thing is like here, they show the usefulness of all entangled state, not only of the usefulness of the Bell pairs or like good entangled state, but like even if like even if the entangled state is bounded, so like undistillable, then like in this setup, like these entangled states are somehow somehow useful. Yes.
What does scan enhancement mean? Just always enhance it, or why you qualify with a can?
Well, yeah, like enhance means like other. So here, it can enhance a kind of like other quality of the teleportation at the end by using the entangled state. So like, which means in the broad sense, like enhance like fidelity, so like increase the fidelity in the set in this case. Thanks. So the good thing is like, as I said, like the all entangled states are useful in this setup. And then like our question is like, can we say a similar thing in like other types of quantum resources, including magic states or and so on. To like figure out this problem, like we need a like good framework to investigate these quantum resources in a kind of like unified way. So for this purpose, we use the framework of quantum resource theory, because like quantum resource theories provide one of like such unified frameworks for analyzing these like quantum mechanical properties. And in quantum resource theory, like we are interested in investigating like the manipulation and the quantification of like quantum resources, quantum mechanical properties, and the restricted class of operations. And so more concretely, like in the quantum resource theory, like it has mainly three components. The first one is a class of quantum operations, which we can freely use. So like it is called free operations. So in the case of entanglement, like it is usually taken as a class of local operation and classical communication, LOCC. And the second class is some subset of the set of density operators, DH. Here, the set is usually picked as the set of quantum states that can be freely prepared by using the free operations. So like in a sense, like the set quantum states in this set are called the free states, like because like it can be prepared by the free operations we can freely use. And the last component is the most important one, non-free states, states like outside of the set. And so let's look at this basic example of like bipartite entanglement case. Actually, like quantum resource theory was originated as a generalization of this entanglement theory. So in the set of like, as you may know, usually free operations can be taken as the class of LLCC or operations of classical communication. And with this choice of free operation, we take the set of free states as the set of separable states. And with this choice, like the non-free state is non-separable state, that is like entangled state. So we are interested in like manipulating entangled state under this restricted operation of LOCC. And many like many properties were figured out. For example, purification of entangled state, or like distillation, or dilution from bare pair to a target entangled state. And like quantification of entangled state in the pure state case, like entanglement entropy is the like unique entanglement measure, and so on. And the question is, now that we have this entanglement theory and the quantum resource theory is kind of generalization of this entanglement theory. So what about like other types of quantum mechanical properties? What is like other types of resource theories? So one example is like magic states, which is like a pretty important resource in the context of quantum computation. So in this setup, like the set of free states is usually taken as a set of stabilizer states, which is a complex hull of the set of pure stabilizer states that can be prepared by Clifford gate. Also like in the setup of like the resource theory of coherence, where the coherence of a given quantum state is regarded as resource, then like the set of free state is the set of diagonal states in a fixed basis, for example, like computational basis. In a set of like other since diagonal states, classical state has no coherence, so this is the set of regarded as the set of incoherent states. And in the case of like non-Gaussianity, the set of free states is the set of Gaussian states that can be prepared by Gaussian operation in the optical laboratory. And we sometimes take convex hull set, and like at the previous week, figured out the property of the like manipulation of non-Gaussianity under this set. So like it turns out that like at many kinds of quantum resources like can be covered by the like by the framework of quantum resource theories. And then like now like some we're also interested in, so what about like the general like universal properties of these quantum mechanical properties. And this kind of like the universal properties are taken care of in the so-called general quantum result series. So here, like, we'd like to investigate like the universal properties shared among many kinds of quantum resources. And so since like we are interested in, you know, like general structure of quantum result series, like every component, free operation, free space, and result states are given in an abstract way. So for example, like in this kind of setup, the set of free state is just a subset of quantum state, like without any structure, with some mathematical properties. So as they like mathematical properties, like we sometimes take as a closeness, considering that like the limit of the free state is also free. So like in like any context, we cannot make result state from the free state. Then like sometimes we take convexity, considering that like the probabilistic mixture is free. And like sometimes we consider like the set of free state has to contain the maximal mix state. Like this is like the kind of heuristic like assumption. Like many representative result series satisfy this condition, including like the result series of entanglement satisfy this condition, and result series of coherence satisfy this condition, and so on. So under this assumption, what can we say? This is a main question in the general quantum result theory, and now we have the framework of general quantum result theory or quantum result theory. So let's get back to our main question. So what quantum properties actually show the advantage in information processing? So let me like reformulate this question in a word, like from the perspective of the quantum result theory. So as in the entanglement theory, are all result states useful in some information processing tasks in quantum result theories, well, general quantum result theories? In entanglement theory, it was shown that every entangled state is useful, but is it the case for like in this general case? This is our main question. And to tackle this question, like we analyze the property of like the general quantum result theory. So yeah, I want to like dive in our main results, but like before that, like let me briefly explain the previous approach. Like actually this kind of question was tackled before, like as I mentioned, at the very beginning of my talk. They consider the usefulness of quantum resources under the assumption of convexity. Then, like these authors, including like one of my collaborators, like figured out every quantum resource is useful in the setup of convex resource theory. So, like let me briefly read their result first. So yeah, maybe one may wonder like what is convex result theory? As the name indicates, this convex result theory refers to like quantum result theories with convex and closed FH. So here like the set of free state FH is convex. In a mathematical sense, like as I show here, like by the equation, for any choice of free state sigma 1 and sigma 2 and any choice, you know, the probability P, the probability mixture P sigma 1 plus 1 minus P sigma 2 has to be in the set of free state. And actually like the several representative quantum resources satisfy this condition. For example, like in the case of entanglement, the set of separable states is convex. And in the case of coherence, the set of diagonal states is convex. And in the magic states case, like since we took the convex hull, not the pure stabilized state, by definition it is convex. And what is good about the convexity is like we can use the powerful mathematical tools of like convex analysis. And by using this like tools from convex analysis, like the many properties of like convex result series were figured out by this previous research. For example, like the purification of quantum resources in this general setup, or like the manipulation or like conversion rate of resources in this like general framework, and like what is good quantification under the assumption of this convexity. And it is figured out that there is one good quantification in the framework of complex resource theory. It is called the robustness of resource. So I'll explain what it is. And we consider the function, which is called like generalized robustness, denoted by RFH rho, where f is a set of free state. And this is like real valued function of quantum states, and which is by definition non-negative. So we consider, so like a given quantum state rho, we consider a mixture of rho with some other state tau, with the ratio s to 1 for some s. And we ask the question of like, when this mixture is free, then like we take the minimum value of s where like we find some mixture never run some other state tau in this case. So in a sense, like this, this generalized robustness, like literally quantifies the robustness of rho against the mixture with other state. Because like if s is smaller than the actual value, like rho is pretty robust against the mixture with other state within the ratio of s. And besides that, this generalized robustness is thought to be a good measure due to like the two main properties. The first one is computability. This generalized robustness has a SDP formulation for like several convex resources, including coherence or like asymmetry or like magic states and so on. In this case, it's like in this sense, like it is like relatively computable. And also, like, it also has a good property called faithfulness. So this means like the value of like the generalized robustness. Oh, like as I mentioned, like it is non-negative, but like the value of generalized robustness is equal to zero if and only if the like the given state is free. So like since this is like if and only if condition, it means like we can check whether the given state is resourceful or free only by checking if the value of the generalized robustness is zero or non-zero. So in a sense, like by checking the value, like we can witness whether it the given state is a resource or not. So in a sense, like faithfulness is to be a good resource measure. And then like by using this property, that we can actually show that like every quantum resource state is useful in some task. And the authors of the previous research considered like the in the convex resource theory setup, a resource state might be useful in a channel discrimination task. And they consider like the task of channel discrimination using resource states. The setup is like described as follows. So like suppose like you are given some state rho, you know the description of the rho, and like you are given a black box which is implemented by a channel ensemble, like where like channel psi I will be picked with probability pi. And like when you input your state rho to the black box, and like and the channel psi I will be applied to your state with probability pi. Then like you have some resulting state, your task is to identify which channel was applied to your state by performing quantum measurement represented by this PLVM elements. So the goal is to maximize the success probability of like identifying the correct label. Then success probability is defined like this. So pi is the probability for psi I. And when psi I is picked, this like trace of my psi I rho means like the probability of like successfully identifying the correct label. So the task is like, okay, we want to like get as large piece success as possible. And they considered the usefulness of all complex resources. In a sense though, okay, they considered like the ratio of success probability of some resource state rho to the max success probability of free state sigma. Then what they figured out is when we take maximum over the black box and measurement strategy, then like this ratio has a characterization of 1 plus the robustness overall. So like this expression is already good because like it shows a like operational meaning of generalized robustness, the function of generalized robustness. And in addition to that, the recalling that generalized robustness has the property called faithfulness. This quantity is strictly larger than 1, if and only if the input role is non-free. So which means like for any result state role, this ratio is strictly larger than 1, which means that like success probability of low in the setup is always larger than success probability in a sigma for any free state sigma. So like in a sense, like they showed the operational advantage of every quantum state in convex result theory. Yes.
Sorry, I probably just missed something. So this P success.
Yes.
That number by itself, does that depend on the set F or the resource theory you're talking about? Or is it just this
quantity itself does not depend on the set.
Okay. And then you just, by taking this ratio, it ends up being characterized by 1 plus.
Yeah, that's right. Like, due to the fact that we take the maximum. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, which one is the next city here?
I'll explain later, but like to prove this theorem, like we have to use like convex dual of the convex optimization problem. They have to use a convex like convexity of the theory. Like I'll explain it in detail later. Yes.
Also confirm, so you don't impose any condition on the channels and the measurements as well. Compared to which resource you're using.
No. There's no restriction on it. Like we take maximum eventually. Yes.
And what was the like? What's the free states and what's the resource states in this? Like they can just be.
So like we didn't specify like the actual structure of the resource theory. Like we are just given a convex subset of the density operators as a set of free state. Then if it is convex and closed. Like by using these properties, like we can show this kind of expression. And since it is pretty general, like this result can be applied to any convex result theory. That is a good thing of this result.
This is like, this is maybe wrong, but it feels like if I had a block sphere and then I pick like an arbitrary hyperplane, and I cut it in half.
Mm-hmm.
Don't I now have 2 convex subsets of states and then isn't one of those resourceful and one of those free?
Yeah, that is also possible. Like you can,
but like it's an arbitrary cut, right? So I can't possibly have an advantage from one half over the other.
So like you consider like the cut of the like at the Brock ball, for example, right?
Hmm?
You have like some cut of the
of the Brock ball. Like, I'm trying to think of. I guess like I'm surprised that every possible. You know, convex subset of states is going to be better than the other ones.
Oh yeah, like every yeah.
I think it's like in your example, it's not that you're comparing the two halves; it's comparing only looking at one half or looking at the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Thanks. So yeah, like this is the one form of the operational advantage that every quantum result state convex result theory. And so this is a result from the convex theory, so far so good. So like I want to take the question if you have any. Yes.
Sorry, I think other people have. Can you flip back one slide to like see the definition? When you do the maximization, over measurements, are you maximizing over all?
Oh yes.
Free,
yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, like actually, like to obtain the relation in general, like we have to put maximum over the measurement strategy here, unfortunately.
All
measurement here, unfortunately. But like So for example, like in the entanglement theory or coherence theory, like we can put the maximum of the measurement on the like denominator and numerator like independently. That is more preferable, I guess. Yes.
For the entanglement stress theory, does its robustness reduce to some other entanglement measure, you know, formation or something?
I don't think so. Like, yeah. In a pure state entanglement case, like the, we have the result of the entanglement entropy as a unique measure, but like this robustness doesn't have a property of asymptotic continuity, like good type of continuity. So like it doesn't reduce to the other type of entanglement measure.
Yes.
So does this result work for like infinite dimension Hilbert space or finite?
Like the, this result is only for finite, but like the authors recently extended some of the result to the infinite dimensional cases too.
So and also the measurement and so basically the ensemble, does it have to be like countable or like
I believe there's no restriction on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. So, okay, so like, okay, so far it seems good, but like we would like to insist that like not all physically motivated quantum races is kind of covered by the comics framework. So like these are the slides of my collaborator's other talk, and they, we insist that like not, so comics assumption is not enough. So for example, like there are like non-convex basis theories, for example. The first one is like, okay, let's regard quantum discord as a quantum resource. Then let's think about like the set of quantum states without any discord. In this case, like the set of no quantum discord is turns out to be the set of like classical quantum states. And here, like, we cannot specify the basis. Like, we have to take the union over the basis, the over the possible choice of basis. So in this sense, now since we take the union, this set is highly non-convex. Another example is like quantum non-Markovianity. In this case, like the set of free state is like the set of quantum Markov states. Like mathematically, it is the set of quantum states with zero conditional mutual information. And it was proven that like this set is non-convex. And other thing is like thermodynamics with several thermal baths. So if the thermal bath is just one, then like the set of free state is just one like given state. But like here we have several baths, like we have to take the union over this thermal bath. So by taking its union, like the set is no longer convex, it is highly non-convex. And also we like to insist that like convexity itself may be regarded as a resource. In this like research, like the authors investigated a randomness cost needed for the resource transformation with catalyst. So in a sense, like in the set of this kind of randomness, which is already understood as convexity, like can be used as a useful resource for the state transformation. Like other thing is like in this paper, like they investigated kind of like erasure of classical correlation to like quantify the amount of convex state the state has. So in a set of like, they consider like this classical correlation or like convex combination as a useful resource in this set. Considering these things, like the convex framework, it is pretty useful, but like it cannot cover all the quantum races in like quantum mechanics. So our focus is all quantum races without this convex assumption useful at all. And we give an affirmative answer to this question, yes. And I'll show this like later in this talk. And then like, now, like, we'd like to tackle the problem of like general, possibly non-convex Bessel theories. to do this, like, we need to understand why convex worked well in the previous framework. And why it works well, like, of course, the main technique using convex resource theory is like convex optimization, as I mentioned previously. And here is like definition of the generalized robustness of, I forgot to put the row, but like here is the generalized robustness of row. Then if FH is convex, then like this can be formulated as convex optimization problem. And we can take the convex dual of this problem. And now, like after considering the dual, like we can derive this dual optimization problem, like max nodes of objective functions to this function. And also, like the good thing in convex theory, like is we have a good tool which is called like Slater's condition to prove the strong duality, which means that like the optimum of this optimization, the original optimization, is actually equal to the optimum of this dual optimization problem. So which means like the generalized robustness can be formulated as the optimum value of this maximization problem. Then, okay, look at this optimization problem in more detail. So the objective function is at a trace of row x minus 1, subject to like x should be positive, and the trace number sigma x is equal to or smaller than 1 for all free state sigma. Then which means like if x is optimum, if x is like an optimal solution, now like all fh is non-negative, so this trace of row x must be larger than 1 when row is resource. On the other hand, like this trace sigma x has to be smaller than or equal to 1, which means like considering the hyperplane on the like the state space that consider this kind of hyperplane trace adder x, then like this hyperplane separates the resource state row from the set of free state fh, and it serves as a linear resource witness in this case. So like, in other words, like there is a close relationship between the like generalized robustness and the linear resource witness. And like this relation plays an important role in their analysis in the convex setup. However, like why it fails for non-convex, because like of course it is because the set FH is no longer convex. And in this case, like if FH has this kind of shape and if rho is rugged here, then no hyperplane can separate the resource state rho from the state of free state FH. So linear resource witness does not exist in general. So to attack the non-convex case, we need to like resolve this issue. Then we proposed two possible solutions to this issue. The first one is like, okay, let's think about the nonlinear resource witness. Now that like there's no linear witness, so like let's think about nonlinear witness. And the second case is, since non-convex FH doesn't work, so let's decompose FH into several convex sets. And in both approaches, like we successfully derive some kind of advantage of every quantum resource in set. So I'll explain our first result of the advantage based on multi-copy witness. So here the main idea is, okay, let's construct nonlinear witness based on the generalized robustness, because a conventional linear witness does not work in general, any longer. So what we want to do is like, given this definition of generalized robustness, we want to ask if we can construct some Hermitian operator which acts on m copies of a given state. And when rho is given, it gives like value, the like negative value. And if free state is given, it gives a positive value. Can we construct like this kind of nonlinear or like m copy witness? Then I show like we show how to construct this kind of like M copy witness. Then like to explain the main idea, like let me consider like the simplest one qubit, single qubit case. and recall the definition of the general right robustness. Inspired by the definition of the general right robustness, let us consider a quantum state adder that is this form, this like mixture form of rho and some pure state phi into the ratio S to 1. This is almost the same as the expression in the definition of the general right robustness. And for some fixed parameter S, let us consider the set of quantum states with this condition. And actually, like this set represents some curve in the state space. Then, like we want to use this set, this curve, as a hypercurve separating the real state rho from the set of free states FA. So in more detail, so okay, like this is just equations. Like let me like illustrate this in the state space. So since like this is one qubit case, like let me consider the block ball. This figure is a block ball and projected onto the XY plane. The like we consider this like a non-convex set of F. Then okay, like let's locate the real state rho here. And like by definition, since like phi is pure state, phi is on the surface of the sphere. Then like for a given parameter S, phi. Oh, okay, people might see on the Zoom. So the ether is like. Eta represents a point that internally divides rho and pi into the ratio S to 1. So like here. So F pi is here, like eta is here. F pi is here, eta is here. F pi is here, eta is here. So it means like this set like represents this kind of sphere in the block ball. And like in the figure, like I showed like three types of sphere for like defining the values of S. And if S is small, the sphere is small. And if S is large, the sphere is large. And actually like by using the block vector characterization, we can actually derive the formula of this curve. And actually like we have this kind of like quadratic formula, and it actually represents a sphere in the block ball. Okay, now we have this curve here, this sphere in the state space. Then, by using Brock vector characterization again, we can actually construct Hermitian operator that acts on two copies of a given state, such that the trace of eta tensor 2 WS recovers this quadratic the expression. Then, okay, now what we have is this. Yes. So each sphere like represents like a trace of eta tensor to WS is equal to zero for different values of S. Then we observe that like for like small S, the sphere is small, and for large S, the sphere is large. And if the sphere is large, this sphere cannot distinguish, separate the real state rho from the set of free state F, because like now the diameter of the sphere is too large. But like if the variant of S is small enough, then like, oh, okay, let's take this smallest sphere. Then like in this case, like rho is inside of the sphere and the set of free state F is outside of the sphere. So like this curve separates the real state rho from the set of free state F successfully. So we can say that like if S is small enough, then like this curve, this WS serves as two copy witness in this sense. And actually like we can show that WS serves as this two copy witness if and only if S is smaller than the volume of the generalized robustness. So like in this case, like generalized robustness serves as a like threshold value for which the like WS serves as a like nonlinear resource witness. So in this sense, like we can construct the like nonlinear two copy witness based on the generalized robustness. And later, like we'll use this witness to construct a good channel discrimination task where like every quantum retrieval state has some advantage. Oh yeah, we call this like two-copy witness or like quadratic witness. Then like we consider like two-copy channel discrimination here. So instead of using single copy, like we use two copies. And
here,
the channel psi I acts on like two copies of a given state. The success probability is the same, almost the same. And based on the quadratic witness, we can design a good two-copy channel discrimination task like inspired by the previous result in the entanglement theory. The definition is like a bit artificial, seems a bit artificial. But like by using this definition of the channel and by using this black box, we can actually show that the max success probability, as you pointed out, the max success probability of this two-copy channel discrimination for raw tensor 2 is strictly larger than the max probability of sigma tensor 2 for any free state sigma in this case. So since this inequality is strict, like we showed the advantage of every resource state based on this quadratic witness in this case. So like this is the like main idea of our first result. And some of you may wonder, so what about the general d-dimensional case? It looks a little bit more complicated in the case. Actually, like in the case, yes.
Sorry, just going back. So, in the previous case where you were in the convex setting,
yeah.
How were the channels chosen there? Like here, you specified the channel.
I
don't remember how the channels were specified.
Oh yeah, like in the case, like we took the maximum of the channel choice of the channel.
Oh, you took the max.
Yeah, took the max of the problem.
Okay.
So like yeah, in the proof, like we actually construct some kind of channel, but like, in the statement, like we didn't construct the channel. Yeah, in that kind of thing. Yeah, here, like what we showed is like there is some construction of a channel discrimination based on witness where the max probability shows some kind of advantage.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, like the extension to the dimensional case. Here, like, actually, like it turned out that like we have to construct a family of Hermitian operators where like the parameter m runs from 2 to d. And when I like single, when we considered like single cubic case, since d is equal to 2, so like we didn't have to consider a family, we just pick one Hermitian operator, like that. Yes. But here in the general case, we can construct a family of Hermitian operators where if we take maximum over m, this witness WSM like works as a like non-linear resource witness if and only if the value of S is smaller than L of H. And by using this like witness property, like we can construct a family of channel ensembles like similarly. And like this is a general d-dimensional result. And like the discussion is a bit complicated, so like if you are interested in that, please see our paper for more details.
So I think for the free complex free resources, we use the same measurement operators to compare the numerator.
Oh yeah, that's right.
In this case, we use
different. Yes, actually, like as we did in the convex case, like here, taking the maximum. So using the same measurement strategy for resource state and the free state is actually not so preferable because like you can choose your own measurement strategy to your own state. You don't have to like select your measurement strategy in the first place. So like in a sense, like this result is more preferable because we take maximum independently in the like numerator and the denominator. So the next result is, okay, worst case of the advantage based on decomposition of FH. So we'd like to, so non-convex FH does not work, so we would like to decompose this into complex components. This is the main idea. So actually, like, this is motivated by a quantum resource theory with multiple types of free states. One example is like coherence in multiple bases, which is like kind of motivated by the quantum metrology, for example, like versatile quantum sensors, for example. So like here, like we have three bases, X bases and Y bases and Z bases. And here, like the set of free states is a union over the diagonal states in X, Y, or Z bases. And since we took the union, the set is no longer convex. Like even though like each component is convex. The second one is like, as I mentioned, thermodynamics with several thermal bath. Okay. Yep. Oh yeah. So in this case, like so for each bath, like this bath has a free state, a single element set of free state, this like Gibbs state. Then like we have now three baths, so like we have to take the union, so like it's no longer convex. Other example is like biseparable entanglement in multi-partite entanglement. So the biseparable means like it is the state is separable with respect to some bipartition. So in tripartite case, you have like system ABC, and like you can consider like the set of biseparable states with respect to the bipartition of like A versus BC, and you can do the same thing for the B bipartition of like B versus CA and the C versus AB, and the slide is a bit weird, but like you have to, when you consider the set of free state, like you have to consider the set of biseparable state with respect to some bipartition and take the union of all bipartition possible. And all in all these examples, to obtain the set of free states, we take union of some convex components in these examples. So okay, let's think about like this kind of case. We consider convex, some convex decomposition of the given set of free state F into like Fj, like the motivated by these examples. And okay, eventually like we'd like to look at the value of the robustness RFH. But like instead of doing that, okay, like what if like we look at the generalized robustness with respect to each convex component? So in this diagram, like I put like F1, F2, F3, and the union is the set of free states F. So we consider like generalized robustness with respect to F1, generalized robustness with respect to F2 and F3. Then actually like we can prove that we can characterize the generalized robustness by worst case scenario. So by taking infimum like over all possible like level of the convex component, like we can recover the generalized robustness is equal to this infimum. Then now it looks good because like now the generalized robustness where F is possibly non-convex, it's not characterized by the generalized robustness of the convex set. So like we consider so-called worst case channel discrimination. The setup is almost the same, but like now the point is the set of free state is given as a union of convex elements. So like we compare rho with each convex component FJH, then what will happen? So here, like what I'd like to show is worst case advantage. So now it's pretty good because, okay, like only look at one convex element, one convex component, then we can directly use the previous result of the convexity. We already have it. So here, like we took FJH, which is convex. So when taking maximum over the channel and minimum strategy, we have this identity. Then, okay, let's think about like worst case advantage, worst case ratio of rho to the free convex component FJH. So we took infimum J. And it seems like, okay, now we have this worst case robustness. And since worst case robustness is equal to the generalized robustness in the non-convex case, now like we have this operational meaning of the generalized robustness with respect to the non-convex set. This can be understood as a worst case advantage in a case. So in a sense, like since RF rho has like faithfulness, in a sense, like the every for any resource pro state rho, like this success probability is strictly larger than one. Yeah, this success probability in a rho is always strictly larger than the success probability in a sigma for free state sigma. When we take infimum, so like these are the basically our results, and finally let me summarize and mention possible future directions to conclude the talk. So as a summary, like we showed usefulness in the, so we showed that like every quantum resource is useful in some channel discrimination task, even without the assumption of convexity, based on the multi-copy weirdness and considering worst case advantage. And actually, like in our paper, we showed that like our analysis can be extended to another resource measure, not that only the generalized robustness, like we can extend this result to the so-called weight-based resource measure. And we can also like extend our result to the dynamical resources represented by quantum channels and instruments. So this is a summary. And as a future direction, so the one point of our result is like our multi-copy weirdness depends on the dimension D, which is not trivial, especially when you want to consider like extension to the infinite dimensional case. So question is like, can we design M copy weirdness which does not depend on the dimension? More specifically, like are we like, is there any extension to an infinite dimensional case? For the convex case, like there are some kind of extension to the infinite dimensional case, but like in a non-convex case, like we don't have any so far. And next point is like, so in the worst case advantage result, we consider like some kind of decomposition into convex set. This like decomposition is arbitrary, but we don't know if such kind of like decomposition has like physical meaning, like always has physical meaning or not. Like as in examples, I showed like there's a physical meaning of considering such kind of decomposition, but like it's not necessarily. So preferably like we'd like to have task where generalized robustness has an operational meaning without considering such kind of decomposition. This is a second feature. Yes, that's it for today's talk, and thank you for listening, and I'm happy to take your questions.
Questions?
Yes.
Is there like a obvious example of a resource set that is, you know, separated from the rest of the states by like a quadratic polynomial boundary?
So like you mean quadratic in general dimension case?
You know, just like a scenario where the multi-copy witness thing is obviously useful.
Obviously useful. So, yeah, useful for me is like whenever like the linear resource witness doesn't work, then it for example, like let's consider the coherence case. So in the coherence case, so you mean like no linear, so like. Suppose that like resource state is like some of the sphere here, then like no linear witness cannot distinguish. So in the case like we have to use the quadratic witness at least, to like discern the resource state from the set of free state. Because like in the case like for any choice of resource state role, for any choice of linear hyperplane, then like they cannot distinguish them.
Any other questions? It's great to be hearing the talk. Great, well, let's thank Kodai again.
Thank you.